谢神，我们在今天这个主日的清晨，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this morning we continue to study the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up, let's read the Word of God.
我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们来读《使徒行传》的11章17节。神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样。我是谁能拦阻神呢？好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你从万民当中，你呼召，你拣选我们。
Thank you, called and chose us from the nations.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you through your word, you gave us your word through the Bible.
感谢你赐下圣灵来带领我们，从圣经的字句当中能够真认识神，能够明白神的心意。
Thank you, give us the Holy Spirit, lead us through the Word of God. We know your will.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
May the Word of God become a lamp of our feet, light upon paths, lead us not into the darkness.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们这一段时间以来呢，我们都在查考使徒行传。
And we have been studying the book of Acts.
在我们上一次我们来思想使徒行传的时候，我们看见神差派彼得去到外邦人这个百夫长哥尼流家中向他们传福音。
And in the previous message, we learned that God sent Peter to the Corinthians' house to preach the gospel. It's a Gentile.
然后我们也看到哥尼流他们全家的人听到主耶稣来听到彼得传讲福音的时候，圣灵就降下。
And we also see when the family, Corinthians family, when Peter preached the gospel and the Holy Spirit come down.
然后这个大好的消息就传回耶路撒冷教会。
And this great news actually traveled back to the Jerusalem church.
这应该是个非常喜乐、大好的消息。
And should be a great news.
但是这成为当时耶路撒冷教会一些犹太信徒定罪彼得的一个原因、一个理由。
But this somehow become a reason that some in Jerusalem some Christian Jew at that time, they condemned Peter about this.
我们知道那些犹太人或者说那些以色列人，他们就把他们自己看成我们是神的选民，他们看外邦人都是非常污秽猪狗不如。
Because Israelites Jews basically think about themselves as a chosen people of God, and the Gentile is a filthy and it's not worthy.
以色列人看外邦人就是他们说是地狱里的柴火就是要被焚烧的。
And they have a name called Gentiles. There's a called wood, firewood in hell. So it's going to be burned anyway.
所以他们就听说彼得传福音给外邦人听然后跟外邦人一起吃饭，他们就非常非常的愤怒。
So when they hear that Peter actually preached the gospel to Gentiles and they eat with them, so they get very mad about it.
所以当彼得回到耶路撒冷的时候那些奉割礼的门徒，就是那些犹太信徒，就对彼得说，你进入未受割礼之人的家和他们一同吃饭了，就你去到外邦人的家跟他们一起吃饭。
So the scripture you see on the screen, basically when Peter went back and those Jews and Christian Jew and that type said, you enter the Gentiles' house and eat with them.
其实我们可以从这句话中可以体会到当时这些犹太信徒他们的愤怒。
And from this saying, we can kind of sense that they're angry.
他们根本不在乎这些外邦人有没有得救，他不在乎。
And they are not care about whether those Gentiles being saved.
他们根本也不在乎耶稣基督所说的要传福音给万民听。的大使命，他们也都不在乎。
And they probably not care about the Great Commission that Jesus want us to preach the gospel to the end of earth.
他们只在乎一件事情，就是彼得，你作为一个以色列人，你居然去到外邦人当中吃饭，你让你自己污秽，你简直就是好像污秽了我们整个以色列人的传统。
And what they only concerned about is Peter, you as a Jew, and you enter the Gentiles' house, you eat with them, you kind of corrupt yourself, not corrupt yourself, corrupt all our Israelites, tradition of Israelites.
他们认为彼得在这里似乎就像一个叛徒一样，像个以色列人的叛徒一样，你怎么去跟这些污秽的外邦人一起吃饭呢？
And they almost like think Peter like a traitor of Israelites. And how can you enter the Gentiles to eat with them?
其实我们在前几次主日信息当中，我们其实已经看到以色列人他们这种非常非常错误的这种信仰观念。
So in the previous message, we already seen that's a very very wrong belief that Israelites had that time. They had.
感谢神。神就借着彼得要扭转当时这些犹太信徒他们这种错误的信仰观念。
And thank God, God used Peter to turn those Christian Jew at this those wrong perception, wrong idea.
所以彼得面对耶路撒冷这些犹太信徒的质疑，这一件事情是改变整个教会历史的大事，也是可以说改变整个世界。
So the event we actually seeing right witness here is that Peter used this moment is become a very most important event in the church history and also most important event for the world.
所以当这一次争论过后，教会就真正看见或者顺服神的心意，福音临到外邦人，一切信耶稣的人就成为神的儿女。就罪得赦免，就成为得救的人，不在乎以色列民族和外邦人的区别，标准只有一个，就是信耶稣的人得永生。
So after this event, actually this whole thing become clear that all those who trust Jesus Christ become a one family, and no matter Israelites or Gentile, there's no longer such a distinction.
所以感谢神，我们知道在教会历史当中会为很多很多事情争辩，但是如此重大的一件事情，就这一次的争论就成为一个划时代的事件，以后再也没有争论了，没有必要争论了。
And thank God, of course, in the church history, the people will argue for a lot of things, but this event is it's you call that event is a historical event. After that, there is no argument in this regarding.
那我们接下来我们就来看那彼得怎样扭转了这些犹太信徒的这种错误观念。
So let's look at in this event how Peter turned those Christian Jews concept.
我把这一处经文给大家读一下哈，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And you can look at the screen while I read it.
彼得就开口把这事挨次给他们讲解说，我在约帕城里祷告的时候，魂游向外，看见异象，有一物降下，好像一块大布系着四角，从天垂下，直来到我跟前。我定睛观看，见内中有地上四足的牲畜和野兽、昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。我且听见有声音向我说，彼得起来宰了吃。我说，主啊，这是不可的。凡俗而不洁净的物，从来没有入过我的口。第二次有声音从天上说，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。这样一连三次，就都收回天上去了。正当那时，有三个人站在我所住的房门前，是从凯撒利亚差来见我的。圣灵吩咐我和他们同去，不要疑惑。同着我去的还有这六位弟兄，我们都进了那人的家。那人就告诉我们他如何看见一位天使站在他屋里，说，你打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他有话告诉你们，他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。我一开讲，圣灵就降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神呢？ 众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀与神，说这样看来神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命。所以彼得就把他这一段经历，怎样去到这个哥尼流家里，怎样向哥尼流全家传福音，然后怎样连同彼得在一起六个弟兄亲眼见证圣灵都降在这些外邦人身上经历，全部给这些犹太信徒描述一遍。
So Peter basically tell the story of how he was called to the Gentile's house and how the six brothers also there witnessed the Holy Spirit come down and just describe the whole event to those Jew Christians.
其实这整段话其实彼得就是在说神的作为，神是怎样做的，神是怎样改变我，让我看见这个异象，看见三次神怎样三次对我说话，神所洁净的你不可当作污秽，然后神怎样从天上降下圣灵来浇灌这些外邦人。
So basically Peter's message is God's work, how Godchanged his idea about that the things that are unclean and God's clean, that he cannot come unclean, and also how God sent the Holy Spirit to those people.
然后最后彼得说，圣灵降在他们身上，就像圣灵降在我们身上一样，没有丝毫的区别啊。
And then Peter made it very clear, the Holy Spirit come down. It's just like the Holy Spirit come down to them, the same as they come to us when we accept the salvation.
然后最后他就对这些犹太信徒就提出一个问题哈，那我是谁能拦阻神呢？
And then he posed a very question to those Jew Christians, said, who am I? Can we stand God?
所以那些犹太信徒听到彼得的这个问题，他们心中也会在想，那我是谁呢？我怎么能拦阻神呢？
Hence, those Jew Christians would also thinking about when they hear the question of Peter, they could think the same way, who am I?Can we stand God?
然后面对这个问题，众人听见这话都不言语了，回答不了。我是谁呢？我能拦住神吗？都没有办法回答。
And verse 18, basically all the people could answer this question, who am I? Can I withstand God?
然后只归荣耀给神。
And they give glory to God.
然后整个教会达成一致，就是神也赐恩给外邦人。
And the whole church come to the conclusion that,God gave the grace.
就是在神的家中没有血统，没有民族，没有文化的差异，在神的家中都是一样信靠耶稣基督，被耶稣的血所洁净的人。
So basically come to the conclusion in the family of God, there is no distinction between tribe, world, family, culture, whatever, and it's all become one.
其实我们看到彼得说的这番话哈，他其实就是在讲上帝做的，他没有去试图解释，就是我们以色列人，我们怎么能够理解神为什么要这样做？那么我们以色列人，我们怎么去理解这如何跟旧约那些洁净的律法，那怎么能够一致呢？我完全没有丝毫的解释。
Here, the other point we want to observe is that Peter here basically simply put a what God has done.He didn't explain how, why God do this, how they're consistent with our law about cleaning food, that type of law. He didn't do any type of explanation.
他其实就是一句话，就是这是上帝做的，我能不能够理解，我能不能够认同，或者你们大家能不能理解，你们大家能不能认同，不重要，不重要，这是上帝做的，谁能拦阻呢？
He basically put a simple way, this is God's work, whether I agree with or whether I concur, or whether you guys agree with, whether you guys concur, has nothing to do with it, it's God do it, you cannot stop it.
所以从这句话呢，我们可以看见彼得他怎样的看自己，怎样的认识他自己。
So from here, we also can see how Peter see himself.
他说我是谁
？And who was I?
他说我是何等的渺小啊
！Basically says I'm so insignificant.
我是多么的微不足道啊
！And I'm so irrelevant.
我怎么能够拦住神要做的事情呢
？How could I withstand God?
那么这句话其实也表达了彼得对上帝的认识。
And this also expressed how God, Peter know of God.
上帝他要做的事情，谁能拦阻呢？
And God, what he want to do, who can withstand?
所以有人讲过 很好的一句话，什么是真正的信仰？
So somebody said, this saying said, what is the true faith?
真正的信仰就是人做人，让神做神。
And the true faith is a man being a man and God be God.
今天在很多人心中，其实没有把上帝摆到上帝真正在的位置。
And today, many times we didn't put God at His place.
在很多人心中，也没有把自己，也没有把人摆在人应该在的位置。
And also, we didn't put ourselves at the position that a man should be.
彼得这句话，他把人的位置、把自己的位置、把神的位置，就全部都摆对了。
And Peter, when they, with his, this saying, he actually put his place and God's place in a correct way.
我是谁？我怎么能拦阻上帝？
Who was I? How can I withstand?
约翰加尔文说呢，人的真知识是两部分组成。
And John Calvin said that there's a true knowledge of a human is two part.
一个就是认识自己。
One is know myself.
一个就是认识神。
The other is knowing God.
他说这是真正的知识，其实就是这两件事情：认识自己，认识神。
And as a human being can be have the true knowledge is these two things: know ourselves, know God.
但这两个知识呢，又交织在一起。
But these two knowledge actually intertwine with each other.
人不真正的认识自己，人也不会真正的认识神。
If a person can truly know ourselves, then we cannot truly know God.
人不真正的认识神，人也没有办法真正的认识自己。
If we do not truly know God, then we cannot truly know ourselves.
当我们如果真正的认识自己，我们才就真知道自己的软弱，自己的渺小。
When we truly know ourselves, then we know our weakness, we know our inferiority.
我们就盼望、仰望、呼求神。
Then we look upon and call upon God.
我们进而就认识他。
And then we know Him.
当我们认识神的时候，我们也看见神对我们的保守，神对我们的恩典。
When we look upon God and we learn His protection and His grace.
我们也更是看到自己的软弱。
And more we see our own weakness.
也更真实的看到自己的真实光景。
And truly know our own situation.
感谢神，彼得在这时候，他对自己有正确的认识，对上帝有正确的认识。
So thank God, Peter at this moment, he has the true knowledge of himself and of God.
然后他说，我是多么微不足道啊。
And he basically said, I'm so insignificant.
是多么渺小啊。但是我们要知道，彼得起初可不是这样的人啊。
But we have to realize Peter actually from the beginning he is not kind of person.
彼得起初可不认为自己是微不足道，彼得起初认为自己是很重要的人。
And Peter actually in the very beginning he don't think he's insignificant. He think he's a very important person.
彼得起初是常常拦阻主耶稣的。
And Peter actually tried to stop what Jesus have to do.
彼得起初不认为他不能拦阻神，他认为他可以，而且他常常拦阻主耶稣。
And Peter, in the beginning, he does not think he cannot withstand God. He tried to stop Jesus doing something.
我们要特别注意，当彼得从前他拦阻主耶稣的时候，在那之前他早就认出耶稣是神的儿子，是基督了，他认出了。
And we know that from that particular event that Jesus, Peter tried to withstand Jesus, and he already recognized Jesus is the Son of God.
但他该拦的时候，他还是要拦。耶稣要做什么，他该拦还是去拦。
But if he want to withstand, he still withstand.
这是以前的彼得。
That's what Peter was.
我们来看圣经的几处记载哈，彼得怎样的拦耶稣。
Let's look at some Bible verse described how Peter want to withstand.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，为大家读一下。 约翰福音十三章，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，然后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干，哀悼西门彼得。彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无关了。我们会看见耶稣给门徒洗脚。
And we can see here in this event, Jesus washed disciples' feet.
其他的门徒，在彼得之前的门徒，他们当然也会感到非常的吃惊呢。
Of course, the other disciple maybe also feel a kind of surprise.
但是没有人敢说话，是不是？
But none of them say anything.
那就彼得就不一样，彼得就说，你永不可洗我的脚。
And but Peter is different. He said, "You'll never wash my feet."
这个话很不客气的。
It's very rude, actually.
这不像是仆人跟主人说话，这像是主人跟仆人说话。
This is not like a servant speak to his master, but the other way around.
所以我们再次重复说，当彼得对耶稣讲这样的话之前，就拦着耶稣，你不要干这个事，你不要干这个事之前，彼得早就认出耶稣是神的儿子，是基督，他认出来，不是不知道，他认出来。
And we just want to emphasize, whenever Peter tried to withstand Jesus, he's not.Like he don't know who Jesus is, he recognized Jesus is the Son of God.
但他还是说，耶稣，你不能干这个事，而且你永不能干这个事。
But he still come to the point and say, Jesus, you cannot do this.
当然我们也知道，当耶稣说他要上到耶路撒冷受苦被杀，第三天复活，彼得那个时候又拦着耶稣，就说主啊，你不可以这样的。
And we also know another event when Jesus said he will go to Jerusalem and will be killed and the third day raised from dead. But Peter at that time, he also wanted to withstand Jesus, said, Jesus, you should not have this happen to you.
然后我们也都知道，这一次耶稣是对彼得那是非常非常不客气了，这一次就说撒旦退我后面去了。
Of course, for that event, Jesus followed up with a very harsh saying, say, Satan, come behind because you are notKnow the will of God, but only of man's.
所以我们会看见以前的彼得，他是绝对不会说我是谁，我只能拦住神，他是讲不出这个话的。以前的彼得。
So we can see Peter that before he was a person who would never say even he know that Jesus who Jesus is, but he would never say that who am I? I can withstand you.
以前的彼得常常认为他比耶稣更正确。耶稣做的不对，他的想法才是对的。以前的彼得常常这样认为。
And Peter before, he always think about many times he think Jesus he is right and Jesus is wrong.
但是，那为什么后来彼得就可以说我是谁？我怎么能拦阻神？他为什么有这么大的改变呢
？But where this big change come from? In this moment, he can say, "Who was I and how could I stand with God?"
其实我们很多弟兄姊妹都知道，在彼得生命中发生了一件可以说扭转他生命的重大事件，就是他三次不认主。
And of course, we know a lot of things we are familiar with the story in his life, and there's a big thing happened is that when he denied Jesus three times.
我把这一段经文给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And I also read this scripture record this event, and you can look on the screen.
马太福音二十六章，那时耶稣对他们说：“今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒，因为经上记得说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。但我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。”彼得说：“众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。”耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。”彼得说：“我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。”众门徒都是这样说。接下来中间我就不再详细去描述了。最后我们就看到哈，在大祭司的院子里面，彼得就不认耶稣。七十四节，彼得就发咒起誓的说：“我不认得那个人。”立时鸡就叫了。彼得就想起耶稣所说的话，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。所以 这是彼得生命中发生的 一件事情，这件事情让他生命发生很大的改变。
So this is the event that happened in Peter's life, and this event actually changed his life.
彼得以前他是常常拦阻耶稣的，他常常觉得他的想法比耶稣更正确。
And Peter actually withstand Jesus so many times. He always thinking what he thought is better than Jesus Christ.
但是这件事情之后，我们会看见彼得就出去痛哭。
And we can see this thing event happened. He went out to weep bitterly.
啊，彼得本来他是对自己是非常充满信心的。他说别人都会不认耶稣，他说我一定会认的。他说我哪怕跟耶稣一起死都可以的。
And Peter was full of self-confidence. Everybody betrayed Jesus, he will not. Even I go died with you, I will never betray you.
啊，彼得那个时候可能信了，那这点事情我还是做得到的，这点信心我还是有的，我非常了解我这个人，我非常了解我的个性，那这个事情我是能办到的。
Maybe Peter at that time he think about it, he said, I know myself well, I can do it.
但是事实呢？他一点不认识他自己，一点不了解他自己。
But the fact is, he really don't know himself.
他也不认识耶稣。
And he also don't know Jesus.
啊，他不认识自己，他也不认识耶稣。
He don't know himself. He don't know Jesus.
他认为耶稣对他说实话一定错了。耶稣说的，你将会三次不认我。他认为耶稣，你讲这个话一定错了。
He think what Jesus said is wrong, that Jesus said he will deny me three times, and he think Jesus what you said is must be wrong.
但是我们后来都知道，耶稣说的真的就是这样发生了。然后彼得就说：“哦，原来我认为耶稣是错了，结果耶稣没有错，耶稣是对的。”
And we know later on that actually happened. And so when this happened, Peter come to understand. Initially, I thought Jesus was wrong, but now Jesus is right.
这三次不认主的经历是彼得生命当中非常非常痛苦的一个经历。
And this experience of Peter is a very painful, sorrowful experience for him.
彼得他一直认为自己是一个非常坚强的人，他这个名字的意思就是石头，坚硬的石头。他说我是很坚强的人。
And Peter always thought himself as a very strong person. His name actually is Rock, so it's as strong as a rock.
结果现在怎么样呢？出去痛哭。
But here we can see in the end he went out and wept.
所以这件事情之后呢，他真的认识到自己。他说我不是一个坚硬的石头。他说我是如此的渺小，如此的软弱。
So after this event, he come to realize I'm not as strong as a rock. I'm such a weak and such a inferior.
他说有太多的事情，我以为我能够掌控，其实我完全没有掌控，没有办法掌控。有太多的事情，我以为我知道，其实我根本就不知道。有太多的事情，我根本就没有能力去改变。
So many things I think I can control, I cannot. So many things I think I know, I cannot. I don't know. So many things I think I can change, I can.
这事实上每个人的光景都是这样的。
Actually, every one of us pretty much the same situation.
主耶稣说：“你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其他的事呢？”
And Jesus says, "Any of you can worry at one cubit to your, to his stature. And if there's such a small things, you cannot do it. Why worry about the other thing?"
所以这就是在上帝眼中看人的真实光景，就是你们最小的事情你都做不了啊。
So that's what the God's view of a human being, the smallest thing that you guys cannot do it.
但是我们人往往不是这样看自己的。
But a lot of times we don't see ourselves in that way.
啊，我们都觉得哇，自己是多么多么厉害，自己多么多么全能。
We think about how smart we are, how powerful, how almighty we are.
我们都像以前那个彼得那个样子。
We all like Peter before.
感谢神，彼得最终真正的认识了自己，我是谁。最终也真正的认识了主耶稣，认识了神，神是谁。
Thank God, ultimately, Peter come to realize, know who he is, and also he come to know who God is.
教会历史上一直有这样的一个传说啊，就是说彼得他到各处传福音的时候啊，他总是带着一只鸡跟着他。
And there is a legend in the church history, whenever Peter go any place to preach the gospel, he always bring a roast with him.
对 ,roast 是对的，不是用来下蛋的。那么一个呢，就是说啊，因为他早上啊，那个时候没有闹钟啊，这个公鸡打鸣可以把他叫起来，他早早就可以起来了。
So one thing is because at that time there is no alarm clock, so he bring this roast, so in the morning, you know, when he crawl, wake him up.
另一个就是说呢，他一听到这个鸡叫啊，他就想起他曾经三次不认主。
The other thing is that whenever he hears the roast crowd and he reminds himself, he denied Christ three times.
所以他无论去到哪里，他把这个鸡带着，因为早上听到鸡的叫声，就提醒我，我是谁？我是谁？我是曾经三次不认主的彼得。
So whenever he went, he would bring this roast with him to remind himself, who am I? I was a person that denied Christ three times.
所以我们会看见彼得后来面对耶路撒冷的那些弟兄，他脱口而出，我是谁？我怎么能拦住神？
So we can see at that event when he faced all those Christian Jews and in Jerusalem, he's kind of without any thinking come out that statement, who am I? Who was I?I can withstand God.
所以那天早上他估计是被那个鸡叫醒的。
And I guess that morning he was wake up by this roast.
人心里充满了，口里就说出来。
And the things people speak out with whatever feel in his heart.
彼得那时候心里真正的就充满，他说我是多么的渺小，我是多么的无能，我怎么能拦住神呢？
So Peter at that time feel his heart is that I'm so weak, I'm so insignificant. Who was I? Could I withstand God?
其实使徒保罗也是这样看自己的。
And actually, Apostle Paul look at himself the same way.
使徒保罗看自己也是非常的软弱。
And he look at himself is also very weak.
但是他看自己是如此的软弱，他其实也是有一个非常痛苦的经历，就是有一个刺一直在他身上。
And when he look at himself as very weak, he also has a very kind of painful experience because there is a something he talk about is a some thickness maybe in his body.
这个刺一直提醒使徒保罗，你是多么多么的软弱，我是多么多么的软弱。
And what he called the thorn in his flesh reminded him how himself are weak, how much weakness he has in his body.
我把这段经文给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And I just read the scripture you can look at.
哥林多后书十二章，我就是愿意夸口也不算狂，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了。过于他在我身上所看见所听见的，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显为完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。所以使徒保罗他知道他是一个软弱的人。
So Paul knows that he is a person of a wicked person.
因为有一根刺一直提醒他。
Because there's a thorn remind him of this.
而他真正看到自己的软弱，他就从神得到力量。
And when he see his weak, he is weak, and then he gained the strength from God.
那么圣经告诉我们，我们一起来读这一处经文啊，箴言十六章十八节。
And let's read the scripture together on the screen.
啊，箴言十六章十八节起，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前，这是一个必然的联系。
And the scripture talk about a very, very necessary connection.
就是 败坏了，跌倒了，失败了，前面一定是什么？一定是骄傲和狂心。
It basically said, well, destruction, fall, or failure must have the pride go before that.
那么骄傲和狂心一定带来失败和跌倒。
And pride, hardly must have to bring destruction, fall, and failure.
那么简单的说，什么是骄傲，什么是狂心呢？
And so what is the pride?
就是不认识自己，不认识神。
I just don't know myself and I don't know God.
不认识自己，不认识神，就是骄傲，就是狂心。
And don't know myself, don't know God. That's pride. That's haughty.
不知道自己是谁，不知道神是谁。
Don't know who am I and don't know who is God.
我们看见彼得成为改变教会历史、改变世界历史的人。
And we can see Peter here. You can call him a person that changed the history of the church and changed the history of the.
他这个能力从何而来呢？
Where does power or strength come from?
从他看到自己的渺小和软弱，从他看到神的大能而来。
And come from that how he sees himself is so weak and so insignificant, how see God how mighty he is, and that come from that strength.
所以这就是使徒保罗说的，就是我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
And so that's what Paul also said, when I feel weak, and then I'm strong.
就是越是彼得在那里说，我是谁呢？我算什么呢？越是他这样说，结果他越是有能力去改变当时的教会，甚至去改变整个教会历史、世界历史。
So you can almost imagine that when the more Peter says, who am I?The more strength he has to change the history of a church at that time and the history of the world.
所以我们会看见彼得他真正的认识自己是谁，认识神是谁，他经历了其实非常痛苦的经历，三次不认主的经历。
So we can see when the people come to the point that he knows himself, who he himself is, who God is, he actually is goes through a very painful and sorrowful experience.
其实事实上每一个人真正的认识自己，真正的认识神的经历一定都不会是很轻松的。
So actually that's true for everyone. If a person truly know myself and know who God is, that experience won't be like very lightly.
但是我们一旦经过了这一个不轻松的经历，甚至是很痛苦的经历之后，我们真正的认识了自己，真正的认识了神，我们真正的就得自由，得释放了。
But when we go through this not so light, not so easy experience, or maybe painful experience, then we come to the truly know ourselves and know God, then we become truly liberated.
当我们每一个人真的能够像彼得那样从心里说，自然而然的就从心里说，我算什么？我怎么能拦住神？当我们这样说的话，我们真正的就从神得能力了。
Whenever we can truly like Peter says, who was I and who can stand God? When we truly can say that, and then we truly gain the strength from God.
那么圣经中还有一位，他认识自己、认识神的经历，可以说那是更加的痛苦和曲折。
And in the Bible, they record another character, and we can say the way he know himself, know God, his experience of God be even complicated and even painful.
那有一弟兄姊妹可能就猜到了，我要提的这位是谁呢？就是约伯。
And maybe a lot of you already guessed it. The person I'm talking about is Job.
我们知道约伯他是承受极大痛苦的人。
And we know Job actually experienced huge suffering.
在 约伯承受他生命中极大的痛苦的时候，他向上帝一连发出了70个质问上帝。
And when he goes through all those painful moments, he actually questioned God with 70 questions.
啊，我相信有一弟兄姊妹可能都看过约伯记，那真的是我们无法想象的约伯经历何等的痛苦。
And I believe a lot of us read the book of Job, and but we.Kind of probably very hard to experience how big the suffering and the pain that Job actually experienced.
在约伯这极大的痛苦当中，他圣经记载他问上帝问了70个问题。其实这70个问题，与其说是问题，不如说是 质问。
And so, in this great suffering, and the Bible record, he asked God 70 questions. And those 70 questions, if you call the question, rather more like a complaint or something.
我这列举两个啊，就是两个，他就说我为何不出母胎就死，为何不出母腹就绝气，受患难的人为何还要有光赐给他呢，心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他。
And I list only two on the screen, you can look at it.
这个很简单，就是我这么痛苦你还让我活着干嘛。
And it put a simple way, there's two questions. Basically, Peter, Job is questioned God. He said, hey, I'm so suffering, why you still let me live?
那么上帝呢有没有回答约伯的问题呢？没有。
But we all know that God really didn't answer Job's question.
结果上帝怎么做？上帝一连反问约伯77个问题。
And God actually in return he asked Job 77 questions.
约伯问上帝70个，上帝 问约伯77个、77个。
Job asked God 70 questions, and God asked Job 77 questions.
这是在约伯记38章到41章。
And it's recorded in the Job chapter 38 to 41.
然后这是圣经当中最长的一段上帝自己亲口说的话，这是最长的一段，上帝没有借着先知，没有借着任何，上帝自己亲口说的最长的一段话。
And this is what the Bible recorded the longest word that God himself spoke. It's not goes through prophet or somebody else. God himself spoke.
那么这么长的一段话呢、公认是圣经当中最优美的一个诗篇、简单的说，上帝就在讲他是如何创造这万物、如何这些创造如何的奇妙，然后就问约伯，那个时候你在哪里，那个时候你在哪里。
And also this 77 question actually is God spoke by myself, and it's recognized the most beautiful poem state how God created everything, how wonderful those creation is, and then God keep ask Job, where are you when I do all those things?
然后上帝就对约伯说，你现在你可以告诉我呀，你可以指示我呀，你如果聪明你就说呀。
And God actually asked, if you know, tell me. And if you think you have a wisdom, instruct me.
然后神又对约伯说，强辩的岂可与全能者争论呢？与神辩驳的可以回答这些啊。
And then in the, chapter 40, verse 1 to 11, moreover, that the Lord answered Job, said, should one has a contend with the Almighty, correct him?He who rebuke God, let him answer.
其实约伯在极大的痛苦当中问上帝七十个问题，其实归根结底就是一个问题。
And in his great suffering, that Job actually got asked God 70 questions. Actually, in the end, it just end up with one question.
这个问题就是上帝，你是谁
？And basically, the question is that God, who you are?
因为我知道上帝是谁，我就知道上帝为什么，上帝做事情的目的，上帝他的目的是什么？这一切归根结底就是你到底是谁。
And in the end, people want to know why God do these things or why God do these things end up with who God is.
那么上帝呢？看起来没有回答这七十个问题，上帝反问约伯77个问题，其实上帝给出的答案。
But God seems didn't directly answer Job's question of who God is, but God actually answered the question. God basically said who he is.
对，上帝给出了答案。上帝说，我告诉你我是谁。
And God gave the answer. God said, I tell you, who am I?
最后，约伯说什么？约伯回答神说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
And then Job come to that saying, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you.
这就是约伯的那句、这就是彼得的那句话，我是谁，我只能拦阻你的旨意。
And this is pretty much the same as what Peter says, who was I? I cannot withstand your thing.
这就是约伯说的，就是神你的旨意。谁能拦住呢？
And that's what Job said. Your will cannot be, no one can withhold your will from you.
其实我们今天一开始就说哈，这个加尔文说，人生真正最最重要的知识，其实就是两样：认识自己，认识神。
So like we said in the beginning, that John Calvin said, there's a true knowledge of a human being. It's kind of two things: know ourselves, know God.
啊，彼得经过曲折痛苦的经历，约伯经过极其极其痛苦的经历，但是最后他们都收获人生中最宝贵最宝贵的知识，就是他们认识我是谁，神是谁。
Peter through very painful experience, and Job through even painful experience, and in the end, they all harvest the truth. That truth is who am I, who God is.
其实我们每个人都在问这个问题：我是谁，神是谁。
Every one of us ask the same question.
在法国，三岁小孩就开始上哲学课，就开始问我是谁。
In French, the 3 years old, they start to have like a type of philosophy class. The question is, who am I? And
其实哲学这个词呢，就是它是从希腊文出来。这个philo 和 sophy 是两个词 ，philo 就是爱追求，这个 sophy 就是智慧，就是我要追求智慧，我要知道追求知识。这就我们中文就把它翻译成哲学。其实它原来的意思就是我要知道，我要知道。
So the philosophy, that word, the Greek word, actually made up of two parts. One is a seeking, the other is the wisdom or knowledge. So basically, philosophy is the term for I'm seeking and looking, know the wisdom and the knowledge.
其实我们每个人，当我们真正的认识自己，真正的认识神，这才是我们生命中最最重要宝贵的智慧，或者说是知识。
So when we truly know ourselves, know God, then it becomes our true knowledge and wisdom.
我们都知道在德国有一个很著名的文学作品哈，里面有一个人物就是浮士德。
We know in German there's a book, there's a very famous character, Foster.
然后这个浮士德博士呢，他一生他各种各样的经历，各种各样的寻找，他要知道他人生的价值，人生的意义，活着到底是为啥。
And in Foster, Dr. Foster has all the knowledge, want to seeking and pursue all the knowledge, want to know the meaning of living, why?
财富、权力、爱情，他到处去尝试。
Looking for all kind of answer, possessions and power or love.
然后最后他发现都没有意义。
And in the end, they find they're all meaningless.
他就说，最后他如果我知道，真的知道，神造物主爱我，一切都不一样，一切都改变了。
And the first finally says, if in the end I truly know the Creator loves me, then everything will be different.
说我不再是无生气的这个宇宙星系当中的一个完全了不起眼的一个小小灰尘，我不再是这样了。
And I'm no longer be a very insignificant among the universe, a very little dust. I'm no longer like that.
我是一个永恒的受造物，有至高的价值。我的生命是充满了爱，充满了盼望，充满了喜乐。
And then I will be an eternal creation that I no longer.Is not meaningless, but my life full with love, hope.
其实这就是彼得，这就是约伯，这就是保罗，这是许许多多信靠神的人，他们内心，他们所收获的。
So that's what Peter, Paul, and Job, and countless people trust God. That's what they harvest in their heart.
他们一方面看见自己的渺小，自己的软弱。
On one hand, they see their inferiorness and they see their weakness.
他们一方面也看见神的大能，神的旨意不可拦阻。
And on the hand, they see the great power of Almighty God and His will cannot be hindered.
他们更是看见这至高的神、造物的主，他居然爱我这个渺小的人。
They more and see this creation, my mighty Creator actually loved me that insignificant, that so insignificant.
所以这就是使徒保罗说的，我今天成了何等的人，这都是神的恩典。 让我成今
天的样子。And that's what Paul said. Today I become what kind of person is because of the grace of God.
这也就是约伯跟上帝在那里争论，在那里争辩。然后约伯说什么？他说：“有一天我一定会见到我的救赎主，我一定会见到上帝。我并不像外人，因为这位上帝他纪念我。”
And that's what the Job, after all argument with God, he kind of very sure about it. So one day I will see my creator and not like other people.
这也是彼得，他看见，当他真正看见自己的渺小，自己的软弱，看见主耶稣基督神的旨意不可拦阻，他更是看见主耶稣对他的爱。
And also the same way as Peter, and he saw his own weakness, and he saw God will cannot be withstand any more than he saw God's love.
所以他们在地上的生命就完全不一样了。
So their life on earth are quite different.
他们甚至就可以成为改变世界的人。
And they can become a person actually change the history of the world.
并不是他们自己有什么本事，有什么了不起。
It's not what they have in themselves.
而是他们真正的认识到自己，认识到神。
But they truly know themselves and know God.
他们更是认识到神对他们的爱，神对他们的恩典。
And they know the love of God and the grace of God towards them.
有人讲过这样的一句话，就是什么是认识神呢？
And someone said, "What is to know God?"
认识神就是认识到神的恩典。
And know God is know the grace of God.
好，我们一起起立，我们来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's just read the scripture.
我们一起来读。约翰福音三章十六节
Let's read John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你爱我们这些本是尘土所造的人。
Thank you, love us. We are actually made of dust.
啊，我们自己的光景本相不过就是尘土，我们本相是如此的不堪，是如此的渺小，也是如此的污秽。
Ourself is so insignificant and filthy, and it's like dust.
但是至高的神，全然圣洁公义的神，居然爱我们这些。本是堕落沉沦尘土所造的人。
But Almighty Holy God love us that we deem to be fell.
神的旨意不可拦阻，就是神爱我们的旨意不可拦阻。
The will of God cannot be hindered. That is the will of God love us cannot be hindered.
神爱我们，甚至把他的独生爱子赐给我们。
God loves us so much and gave us his only begotten son.
主耶稣爱我们，主耶稣甚至愿意在十字架上献上他自己，牺牲他自己，成为赎罪祭。
Jesus loved us and he offered himself on the cross as a sin sacrifice.
没有什么能够拦阻上帝拯救我们的旨意。
Nothing can stand with the will of God to save us.
愿神也挪去我们心中一切的拦阻，愿神的爱、神的恩典、神的旨意，在我们每一个人心中能够。畅通无阻的能够行出来。
May God take away whatever in our heart we stand to the God's will, and may the will of God can be work freely in our heart.
愿神除去，愿圣灵除去我们心中一切自高之事，一切骄傲的事，让我们都能够认罪悔改，能够信靠主耶稣基督。
May the Holy Spirit work in our heart. Take all the things of pride. We can come to Jesus Christ and confess our sin and repent.
让我们不仅仅看见我们自己本相是渺小、污秽、短暂、脆弱的生命，也让我们看见我们在上帝眼中是何等有宝贵的价值。
We're not only seeing ourselves as a very fragile and insignificant and filthy type of spirit.But we also can see how precious our soul is inside of God.
因为我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，是神用他独生爱子主耶稣基督宝血所赎买回来的。
Because all who trust him are purchased by his precious blood of his son.
我们的一切行事为人能够归荣耀给主耶稣，归荣耀归至高的神。
Therefore, our life can give glory to Jesus Christ and give to Almighty God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please.